Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch,
it's probably way too late to do more planting or sow more seeds. Or is it? I'm Matt Miller, and in this week's edition of Garden Talk, Master Gardener Ed Bajarski has some ideas for getting some use out of your soon-to-be-vacant garden plots.
Seeds that we can still be planted. So this is the first week of June, and I've had people call, is it too late to plant potatoes, carrots, peas, and that sort of thing? And for most of those, I would say no, that we have nice warm soil. The seeds that we are planting will germinate quickly as long as we've got good moisture. I know it's kind of dry, but rains are coming, supposedly. And so look at the seed packets also to see how long it will take to get from seed to harvest. It is too late to plant tomatoes or peppers or eggplants in a greenhouse unless you have plants already started. Starting those from seed would be too late. But all these other things, lettuce and kale and Swiss chard, beets, carrots, certainly get them in the ground and they will start to grow quickly. This is maybe you put in early crop and this will be a second crop to follow. That's what I'm doing with peas because my first batch should be blooming in a week or two and we'll be eating those. But if I start some more now, then I'll be eating peas hopefully into September, October, November.
Okay, and I want to clarify something here. I mean, we're still going to be having additional hours of daylight or additional minutes of daylight, at least for the next few weeks. So is there any sort of danger of some of that stuff that we are planting now? Is that going to bolt? Is that going to cause a problem?
That's where we would not be planting radishes or spinach. Those do bolt quickly. And even, I mean, there are some varieties of spinach that are advertised as being more bolt resistant in the catalogs. With the amount of daylight hours, we're getting, 17 and a half to 18 hours. It seems like if you plant them in the ground, they sprout and they bolt almost immediately. Another one that's kind of like that, although you can plant them and just harvest fast, is cilantro. As an herb that we may use quickly, that part is just fine. But better to wait on planting those as our daylight hours are decreasing, say mid-July or even the end of July. And again, because those are quick to mature crops, 30 to 45 days or so for some, you can plant a succession of those starting at the end of July and even up until the end of August and get a mature crop in the fall. And we also, particularly with radishes, we can avoid, we hope that things are changing a little, we can avoid the root maggot problems that we have with an early planting, too, if we're not trying to use the Remay horticultural fabric and stuff to cover them.
Okay, so a little bit of patience here, just and a little bit of spacing out the crops, then. It sounds like something.
Exactly. Don't stop planting.
That was Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Garden Talk is a weekly feature that airs every Thursday on KTOO's Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. Miss the broadcast? You can sign up for the podcast on our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk. While you're there, you can also ask a question about garden and yard care. We'll try to answer it in an upcoming segment. Temper them with prayer and song. Mother of